Thank you, David. We appreciate your efforts for us these past weeks. And I know that anyone that has ever taught a class or prepared a lesson or in any way studied that agrees with that sentiment, that teacher usually gets as much or more than other people in the class from doing that. This morning, and we won't get too far into this, but I'd like to look at with you the book of Jude. And one reason for this is that the book of Jude is very similar in writing and message to the books of Peter. You can look at several verses here in the book of Jude, just one chapter long. If you look at verses 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 16, and 18, all of those verses are very similar to the writings of Peter as he gave his message. And it is a message of warnings against false teachers, a very similar message that Jude had in his writing, was the warnings against false teaching and false teachers. We can look at a little bit of the background before we get into this, and we don't know a lot about the background of this writing of the book of Jude. The time that it was written, somewhat uncertain, can't be nailed down for sure, as far as I know, as far as when this book was written. But probably, and I say probably because we don't know for sure, written near the end of the first century. Probably all of the apostles, maybe except John, had passed on. So this was written late, we think, in the first century. We look at the author, and again, this is somewhat uncertain. We know Jude wrote it, but we're not sure which Jude or exactly who he was. He is identified here as the brother of James, and most consider, I think, from what I've read anyway, that he was the brother of Jesus, the Lord's brother. And the brother of James. So those things are somewhat uncertain for us as we look at this. But the message of Jude and what he had to say, certainly not uncertain. Jude was very certain in what he had to say and the way that he wrote it about the false teachers and the false doctrine that was being taught at this time. The other option on the writer was that he might have been the apostle Thaddeus, who was also called Jude, but as he writes down later in the verses that he writes about the apostles, as quoting the apostles, but not as being an apostle. So I think that's probably not a good choice on the author, but I tend to lean toward the fact that he was probably Jude, the Lord's brother, in as the author of this book. It is not directed to any specific church or congregation or group, but to those who have been called. So it is a general epistle, much like the books of Peter, written to those that were scattered abroad and those in Asia Minor. And this is not identified as to who they were, who it was being written to, but to those that were called in the first verse. So let's go ahead and look at a couple of verses here. Beginning verse 1, Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, and let me switch to the King James here. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. A kind of a similar greeting that many of the writers used as they wrote the books and identifying the writer, who he was and his calling as a servant, as a bondslave of Jesus Christ. He was at the disposal. His life was not his anymore. He was now a bondservant or slave of Jesus Christ. He was available in whatever ways that Jesus Christ chose to use him. He was a servant in his cause. He was not his own person anymore, any more than a slave in those days, and this was a common thing during those times that many were slaves and indentured servants, and so this was something that Jude uses to describe his state as far as the way that he regarded himself in the service of his Lord and Savior. He addresses this to those that were called, to those that had accepted the invitation of Jesus and the gospel for salvation. And that's the one that he addresses to. They were loved, they are beloved by God the Father. And this is a love that began with the sending of his Son, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. And this love began with that and has never ended. The love of God has continued for us. And we have that love available. We live in that love. We dwell in that love of God for us. And knowing that, we are kept. We are kept safe against the day of his coming. We're kept in that love, in our calling by him and accepting of the invitation of the gospel. And we are kept against the day of his coming because of that. Mercy and love and peace are extended to us in abundance. We are continually increasing in our lives in the mercy and love and peace of our Lord and Savior. So this is the introduction of Jude and his writing to those that were called. Comments that you might have on verses 1 and 2. Brother Chad.
As I understand, both James and Jude were both brothers of Jesus. Is that right?
I understand it. That'd be mine.
Now, those brothers of Jesus did not immediately accept him as the Messiah. If you remember, they had a little problem with that. But they, when they finally did come to realize that Jesus really was the Messiah, they really went, accepted it and became very strong, because James became a pillar of the church in Jerusalem. In fact, one of the elders there and one of the strongest supporters. So we see how that they had really accepted the Lord and made great progress in their work for him. They accepted him they were bond servants, not as a brother and not as equal, but as bond servants to him. And this was an amazing thing, the way that he made their changes in their lives.
Yeah. Exactly, and I appreciate that very much. And this should be the same change and the same feeling that we have. Of course, they were brothers in the flesh to Jesus, and had seen him grow up and But yet, as Chad says, they did not immediately accept him as the Lord. But when they did, they completely then bought into this and were then very strong in their following of Jesus and what he stood for and what he was doing. And that should be really our thoughts as well. As we have accepted him, that we are now his servant. We are not our own anymore. We're not in charge of our lives, really, when you think about it. But we are totally at the disposal of God and Jesus in our lives and the way that we think about serving him. Any other thoughts? Appreciate it. Brother David.
Well, we just had a thought that I think should be repeated publicly. Joseph was his father's pride and joy, and look how his brothers reacted to him. And Jesus never sinned. And then he said, I'm God. How did his brothers and sisters react to him? The jealous, just like Joseph's brothers.
Very good. Thank you very much. We'll, Lord willing, continue on with this next Lord's Day.